Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out to the hotline again, we welcome in the voice of the Mountaineers, Tony Caridi, one of the best pros in the business. Tony, appreciate you getting up early with us this morning.
Buddy, good morning. It's nice to be with you. I hope everything is well.
We're 5 days out from renewing the Backyard Brawl, and I know you and I are two of the happiest people this is happening. What's the feel like down there in Morgantown with only 5 days left till a brawl breaks out?
Probably just the normal every season optimism and excitement that you get with a college football season starting, and then just 10x it. I think that's what it is. You know, people have been ramping up for this game. And the fact that it became a sellout so early, you know, just kind of added to it. And then, you know, as you and I have talked recently, just so many neat story angles to this game, this whole USC quarterback connection, Graham Harrell as the offensive coordinator, Pitt with a new offensive coordinator with West Virginia ties as well. So there's so many different angles to this game. But obviously, we kind of beat those to death. And we will over the next 5 days then finally play this thing and see where both of these teams are.
Hey, you talked about a little bit, you know, this new feel with Neil Brown, you know, relinquishing a bit of his offense, a lot of his offense to Graham Harrell. You know, and the ties between Keaton Slovis and JT Daniels, obviously both providing probably scouting reports on each other to either team. But what do you expect to see differently from this West Virginia offense under the tutelage of Graham Harrell?
It's a good question. I think, Pat, that the one thing that the offense has lacked in the previous three seasons has been a true identity as to, you know, who are you, what do you do? And I think until you get that as a team, you struggle because you just haven't defined yourself. So to answer your question, I think as the season goes on, we'll be able to identify exactly what it is that we do, which opens up a line of questions then, okay, what will the offense look like? And the instant and the easy answer is to say, well, Graham Harrell's from, you know, the Mike Leach and Hal Mumme coaching tree, it's air raid, and so they're just going to chuck it all over the place. I don't necessarily think that is true because I do think that although Neil's not going to be centrally involved in calling the plays, both he and Graham are in, you know, an agreement that you have still got to run the football, regardless of what the game has, how the game has changed. And so I do think this will be a team going forward that is going to want to have, you know, the ability to run the ball consistently. And I think, you know, we would love to have a 1,000-yard rusher. I still think that is so important in this game. But with all of that being said, I think the biggest change is probably that we've got a quarterback now that can throw the deep ball, and I think that that is in the DNA of the air raid is to really try to get that ball vertical down the field. So I think that's probably the biggest change.
you know, as I study West Virginia, we're talking to West Virginia play-by-play man Tony Caridi. You look at West Virginia, and the similarities between Pitt and West Virginia are that the strengths seem to be on both lines. Would that be an accurate assessment?
Yes, on paper, and obviously that has to play out now, but on paper, you know, Pitt returns, you know, its offensive line intact, and I heard, and you could kind of verify this, like everyone is like 23 years old plus, you know, that's
pretty much,
that's, as you know, I mean, in today's world of college sports, that's almost unheard of. And I think that while West Virginia's offensive line doesn't have that type of experience, it's finally coming together. The biggest deficiency that Neil Brown inherited was the offensive line. And they have been on the build over the last 3+ years to try to get it back. To kind of tell you where the thing had gotten to, the only NFL draftee that Neil inherited when he came into this program was an offensive lineman by the name of Colton McKivitz, who's a good player and is now with the San Francisco 49ers. That was it in the last 3 years. And, you know, I went back last year to try to kind of figure out how bare was the cupboard. I went all the way back to 1980 when Don Nealon came in. And all of the coaches, you know, Don and Rich and Stu, Bill Stewart, and then Dana, they inherited a minimum of 8 and sometimes 9 and 10 NFL guys on the roster that they had in their, you know, first 3 draft classes. And so he really did. He started from one guy. And so now to the point on the offensive line where you've got 3 West Virginia natives on the offensive line. The left side tackle was a freshman All-American a year ago. He moves from right to left tackle this year. The center's a Walter Camp All-American and Zach Frazier. And another West Virginia kid is Doug Nestor, who's actually played against Pitt because he was at Virginia Tech for 2 seasons. And so that's the bulk of that offensive line, and they do return technically all 5 starters, and that's the strength there. And then the defensive line, same kind of a deal. We had a massive loss at the nose guard position in the offseason due to the transfer portal, a kid named Akeem Mesidor, who went to Miami. Massive loss. I think he's probably a pro. But they feel very comfortable with his replacement, a guy by the name of Jordan Jefferson. And then you've got Dante Stills, who's one of the Stills, you know, brothers. His brother Darius was an all Big 12 conference performer. His dad Gary, who played in the NFL for years, a former Mountaineer, and a kid named Taj Alston. So they feel very, very good with where they are on that defensive line starting and the depth behind it.
Yeah, that's the story. And that's, you know, where the brawl tends to bear itself out, you know, in those trenches. And I don't think this year will be any different. You know, if you look at the Mountaineers, and we appreciate Tony coming on and giving us a scouting report, I think the questions, you know, from my standpoint would be the defensive secondary. A lot of new faces, mm-hmm. and struggled in the past, played very soft coverage last year watching them on tape. Do you expect to see any advancement there this year?
Well, that's the great question. So they went out and they tried to shore those holes up by getting kids from the transfer portal that had played a lot of football at a very high level. And a couple of kids that you'll see out there, as a kid named Wesley, I keep calling them kids, young men. Wesley McCormick is a guy who won a national championship at James Madison, and he'll be a starter, I would believe, at corner when the step chart comes out. Another on the other side of the corner, Charles Woods, is a guy that transferred in from Western Illinois a year ago and really came on late in the season. And if you look at Pro Football Focus's grades, they consider him one of the best players, you know, coverage-wise in the Big 12 Conference, and he'll be the other corner. And then they went, again, staying in the circles of high-quality transfers. Jasir Cox is a young guy who won 3 national championships at North Dakota State. And then they went to Colorado State for another guy by the name of Rashad Ajayi. So the answer there for you is quality guys at their previous stops. Can that translate to immediately effective at this level? And, you know, you don't get a warm-up game like you probably would like to just get all the kinks worked out. Instead, you're going to go in here and, you know, inside the stadium on Thursday, and it's going to be big boy football right off the bat. So the answer is, if they can instantly jump in there and say, here we go, I played a lot of football, you know, over 1,000 collective snaps. We can go, we can do this, we'll see.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It'll be interesting, and we're going to go down memory lane with Tony now because I want to... You took over play-by-play duties for Jack Fleming in 1997, and I get asked all the time about my favorite backyard brawl memories, but I want to hear from the other side. What if you had to put one up there, your favorite game you've called in the backyard brawl, football or basketball? I'll let you go both ways. What would you say?
Oh, goodness. So, kind of like, okay, which one of my kids do I love the most? one that stands out that may not stand out to, you know, in the history of the rivalry on either side is that West Virginia beat Pitt on a walk-off field goal here in Morgantown from Tyler Bittencourt when Bill Stewart was the coach. You know that one?
09.
Yeah, and that was that was really, really good. And then obviously, you know, that Pat White, Steve Slayton, you know, before the other game, the 2 year, you know, we talked earlier a couple weeks ago. We talked about the two previous games that those two guys played were just like, you know, statistically wow numbers, and you know those were certainly fun. And basketball, you remember like. The Panthers had hardly ever lost at the Pete for a long time when that thing was getting going. John Beilein was the coach. West Virginia was down significantly double digits. And our Kevin Pitsnagel hit this crazy jump hook that seemed to be like about 20 feet away. And it may have banked in or something. And it started this rally. And so West Virginia got one of the very early wins. Inside the peep, but you know, man, it's a doggone shame that we're not playing on a regular basis, and it's probably speaking to the bigger story of what's happening in college athletics, which I don't think is good because you know these types of games just are few now, and you see the interest in this game, right? They're talking about potentially, you know, the biggest crowd ever at the stadium. We're going to go to Virginia Tech here in a couple of weeks. The game's sold out. Why? Well, because fans care. People care. And I think a lot of times, you know, we're putting teams in other geographical locations where, you know, it's fine and it's good, but it's not the essence of why people began following these games. And I think in the long run, we could be doing ourselves some damage. I'm talking about 15, 20 years, the I don't care factor could really kick in. And that, to me, is the bigger long-range problem.
No doubt, and that's Tony Caridi, play-by-play man for West Virginia. And I agree, I think now more than ever, Pitt and West Virginia, although it may be antithetical, need to lock arms. And I don't think we won't need to wait very long until Thursday evening, probably around 6:30, to realize that this game will just be different. And we look forward to seeing you at Acrisure Stadium next Thursday night. Tony, appreciate you joining us this morning.
It's my pleasure, Pat. Good to be with you. You take care.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.